This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. We want you guys to help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. Share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links right there in the description so you can do just that.
And the verse of the day today is coming to you from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate.
That's right. Fear of the Lord causes his people to hate evil. That means you've got to reject all those things that live inside you, that pride, that arrogance, that foul speech. God doesn't see sin as an honest mistake, like a spaghetti-o. Yeah. Like, oh, you oopsied. You know,
you oopsie.
Sin is a horrendous offense against God. And so when we tolerate sin in our lives, what we're basically saying is it's not that big a deal to me. I know it's a horrendous offense to God, but to me, I don't really hate it that much.
Right. And, you know, as you grow in the Christian walk, as you become closer to God, you should naturally start to hate the things that he hates.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, that doesn't mean that we ever hate people, but it does mean that we hate the sin.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of this going around, like Christians are hateful, Christians are bigoted, Christians are prejudiced. No, we don't hate people. We love people because Christ calls us to love people, but we can't in love condone sin in people's lives because as God hates sin, we also should hate the sin, and it starts in our own lives.
True. If I hated people, I would celebrate their sin. I'd be like, yeah, keep going. I don't want you in heaven with me.
Or I just wouldn't say anything.
Or
I would
just
be
going
like, whatever,
about my
do
life
your own
because
thing.
I know, because at the end of the day, I know what's coming for you. If I truly hated you, I wouldn't be saying, hey, this is a sin. You got to get right. You got to do right.
Yeah.
A day is coming. And why would I say that if I hated you?
Yeah.
Speaking of things I hate, by the way, welcome to the
Gripevine. Doink. Double gripes for you today.
Double gripes. Wow. I feel very strongly about this. I got to get a sound effect for the Gripevine. All the other segments have little theme songs. I can't find one that fits for the Gripevine. If you've got one out there, make sure to send
it
in.
Doink is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang on 1 second. Okay. I'm a Marvel fan.
Yeah.
I would say big, big Marvel fan. I love Marvel comics. I love Marvel video games. I love Marvel TV shows. And I love Marvel movies, especially if they're in the MCU universe.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk about it all day. I'm not going to do that. I am going to gripe about it because ever since, and I know I'm not the first person to say this. I know this is not an unpopular opinion, but ever since Endgame, the MCU is just not fun anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be that I would sit around and think about the next movie. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I think.
What are they going to do? How is this going to be woven together?
Like when I saw Avengers, I was like, When I saw Avengers in theaters, I was like, this is the greatest thing since Spider-Man 2 that I've ever seen in my life. And all I could picture was one day they can work it out where Spider-Man's like swinging around with the Avengers. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be so great. Then fast forward a few years and they do that with Civil War. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. The only thing that's going to make this better is if they like take Spider-Man and Doctor Strange and Tony Stark and they send them out into space. Wouldn't you know, a few years later, they do it. And they keep topping themselves and keep topping themselves. And Endgame happens. Everybody's going crazy. Yeah. Then Far From Home comes out. That's pretty good. And then from there, something happened.
I think that where do you go from here? I mean, what? Yes, there's tons of comics that you can explore. And I know the multiverse is a thing now that we're getting variants of different people. And that's fun. And I love that. X-Men mutants coming to the MCU. Love that. I'm a big X-Men fan. I know you're not so much, but I'm a big X-Men fan. So I love that. But as far as like the scale, the spectacle of the MCU, I just don't feel that it's there anymore.
No, it feels like everything came to a screeching halt.
And I think, you know, that follows the pattern of comic books as well. I agree with you on your gripe. It's just not fun anymore. But there are sometimes where comics go through that lull. I think we'll see, maybe the MCU will gain some traction again once you lean into the mutant storyline. There's a lot to explore there. So I'm hopeful there. But I'm with you. I don't think the MCU right now is as fun as it was.
And I'm not saying that the movies are bad. Guardians 3 was like one of the greatest films I've ever seen.
The movies are great in their own right, but that connective tissue is just not there anymore.
100%. And it's not fun. Miss Marvel was kind of fun.
Miss Marvel was fun.
That was pretty
fun. Miss Marvel.
I had a good time watching that. She-Hulk was fun. A lot of people didn't like it, but I think it was great. But other than that, I don't know. I hope it picks back up because I really was a fan.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Shaw is a comic guy.
He is a comic guy.
Yeah, he's he likes the Phantom, though.
Yeah.
And there's no Phantom here.
There's no Phantom in the MCU, unfortunately. Yeah. Phantom is not a Marvel property.
He likes Bonanza and the Phantom.
Yeah. Write in and let us know your thoughts on the MCU. And what's your favorite MCU project? What's your favorite movie that you've seen or TV show that you've watched?
Ooh, what's yours?
Favorite, probably Infinity War.
I think I agree.
Infinity War is my favorite.
I was
going to
say No Way Home with the three Spider-Man, but
that was great.
I think Infinity War takes
Infinity
it
War,
me.
I think, is top for
that
me.
That movie was so perfect.
Yeah. Write in and let us know, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned, True Believers. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole.
And I'm David.
And we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shaw's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we're here once again live in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shaw, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shaw, what was the last Marvel movie that you saw? Like the last MCU movie?
Last Marvel movie. Oh, I just saw it. I saw Captain America. It was at home. Yeah, it was. No, it was not at home. It was on the plane.
The first one or Winter Soldier?
I think the first one.
Okay.
Where he goes from being
really
just
skinny.
Yeah. You know? And then he's part of this experiment and then on and on. It was on the plane.
Let me see. What's the last? Did you like it?
I mean, I've seen it like 50 times before.
I'm trying to think
kids.
Of the. Did you see. Let's see. Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
I've seen them all.
Okay.
So I just don't know what is 3.
3 is the one where they go into the raccoon's backstory. It sounds really silly to say it on Christian. They go, what about...
I'm sure I saw it. I just don't remember.
I haven't seen that one.
It's rough. It's really? Emotional. Yeah. Did you see Black Panther 2 with the like Aquaman knockoff?
The Black Panther 2, was that the one where...
That's the one where he dies in the beginning and his sister becomes the Black Panther. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that one too.
Okay. Did you like it?
I didn't like either of the Black Panthers.
Right. Neither did I. But we talked about it in the intro. The MCU is not fun anymore.
No.
They're not fun to watch.
No. You mean Marvel Comics? Like
the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like the Marvel movies. I feel like ever since Endgame.
Yeah.
Far From Home was pretty good.
The Black Panther really did not appeal to me.
Uh-huh.
And I know it was kind of like a diversity thing to make sure black people feel part of this. And but they went so... It almost went real unrealistic. Like somewhere in Africa, there is this kingdom that is like super advanced and do that.
Uh-huh.
And I know what they're trying to do is like say everybody's equal.
Right, right.
They could have done it a different way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like they have certain knowledge that makes them above the rest of the world because they have this, they understand this principle, this knowledge, or they have this something. But here was like, oh wow, all these cars are flying through the air and all that, and then nobody sees
and
them.
It's completely secret.
That was like,
so, and the thing is, Black Panther was the coolest part of Civil War. He was one of the coolest parts of Infinity War. Mm-hmm. He's so great in all the movies except for his.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
He was so cool in every movie he was in that wasn't called Black Panther.
Yeah. they were trying to be so woke, I guess I can say that it just did not meet, it just did not do what they were hoping it would do.
And one of the worst parts when both of those movies came out is everybody had to pretend that they were like next level movies.
And they were not.
They really weren't. Especially when Black Panther 1 came out, I remember being like, that was kind of boring.
Black Panther was great, fantastic character, loved him in other MCU movies, in his own movies.
It was so lackluster, but everybody had to pretend it was like, well, they could have
shown their struggle, you know, struggle of being whether looked down upon or struggle with not giving the value they deserve to be part of this being on this team, but then they have something that is wow,
right?
But then you see this city in a bubble and it's like,
what?
That's it?
Yeah. I shouldn't bother being invested in this or caring about any of these characters. You have everything you could ever want.
You're doing fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Not sure why the rest of the world doesn't
care. I don't really want to see you overcome any struggle now. You're fine.
Yeah, there's no struggle.
Yeah.
It's like, it was weird. I just didn't get it.
Yeah, it was. It was. But it's sad. The MCU is just not fun anymore. Like, I think the last fun one was Guardians 3, sort of, but even then it was so emotionally draining. Yeah. I was exhausted by the end.
I didn't see that one. I think the last one that we talked about this earlier, but the last one I watched all the way through was The Marvels.
Yeah. I didn't see that one yet.
It was fine, but it was not, I mean, it was very much like a girl power movie.
They're all missing the sauce nowadays.
Yeah.
I think even as good as No Way Home was with the three Spider-Men, I think Endgame was the last one that had the sauce. They're missing it.
The villain in the Marvels was just so boring.
Yeah, they're boring
so
now.
So boring and one-dimensional compared to what the MCU has had in the past. I'm just like, I don't even care. I don't care about this conflict. Yeah.
You know what's not boring? Clearview Today with Dr. Abaddon Shah.
You're absolutely right.
I was actually listening to some of our episodes, and this is not a good thing to say on your own show. I was listening to some of our episodes on the way in today. We're sticking hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
This is a great show.
I cannot.
I like
agree
when you can listen
that.
To your own show and you're entertained by it. That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good feeling.
What I really love is when I hear my students talking about Clearview Today, like teenagers who will actively listen to our show, listen to the podcast, and they are laughing. They're cracking jokes. Yeah. They're making references, and I'm like, man, we're on to something. We're doing something right. If 14, 15, 16 year olds are enjoying the show.
I don't
want to
toot my own horn. But beep, beep.
But
no,
beep,
I'm joking.
Beep.
I'm joking. There's a lot of times when, and I think you probably will agree with this, Dr. Shah, when you write something or you make like an album or you make something and creative and put it out into the world, people are typically like, oh my goodness, this is so great. But you see all its flaws and you've sat with it for so long that you're like, I wish I could have done something better. So when you can listen to your own stuff and actually be like, this is pretty entertaining. I actually myself like this. That's a great feeling.
Yeah.
But.
Right. Yeah.
So in honor of our tech team, our sound guys, David Williamson, he gave us a pretty great transition to our main topic for today. We were talking about the MCU and Far From Home. The Spider-Man movie Far From Home.
Yeah,
actually, just watched that with my kids.
Go ahead and
say
it because I'm about to blast him.
Far From Home takes place in England.
It doesn't.
It does not take place in England. It takes place all over Europe except for England. It takes place in Venice. Then it takes place.
I hate to be this way, but
it takes place in Italy.
He is right. It does not take place in England.
Oh, golly. I saw the text come in. I was like, I'm about to blast.
However, if it did take place in England, that would be. Oh, he's leaving now.
He's gone. Yeah. You got
to
get out.
That would be a great transition because we are continuing our discussion about Dark Shaw, about your recent trip to England.
Let's pretend
which
Spider-Man,
did not include Spider-Man.
Yeah, let's pretend that Spider-Man takes place in England.
Yeah, for the sake of the segue.
He destroyed Big Ben, unfortunately.
Yeah. I hate that for Big Ben.
And listen, before we go on, he texted, Far From Home took place in England. And Dr. Shaw is in England. Great transition. Don't miss this opportunity. That's what the text says.
Well, there is no opportunity,
no,
right?
Funny. No.
But he gets a T for trying.
I'll give him a T for trying. Yeah.
That's just so you're tracking with the alphabet, that's way below an F.
Right.
T for trying.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
Well, we had a great time, you know, and I know we're sort of talking away on this show, so we're going to take the next maybe an episode and try to wrap up England, but there's so much to see.
Yeah.
True.
So much to see.
True.
You know, so of course we talked about the British Library, the British Museum, Sherlock Holmes. We talked about Stratford, going to see Shakespeare's home, Anne Hathaway's home, Holy Trinity Church, where Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway are buried. I mean, we saw that and I was like, I cannot believe it. I was going to miss this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I had not taken a second look at that map and the lady had not said, the Holy Trinity Church is also open. I'm like, oh, what's there? Oh, Shakespeare's buried there. Like, oh.
and you were just going to say nothing.
Yeah. I mean, they expect you to know all that. You come all the way to Stratford. Then
right.
They're assuming that you already go on this.
Gotcha.
But I was going, I had my mindset on going to Shakespeare's home, the Shakespeare's new place, and Anne Hathaway's home. So I was like, these three. Didn't think about the church.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even think about Shakespeare's family church, which was just around the corner from Shakespeare's new home.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to go see that. And then I'm going to go see this too. And then I'm going to go. So anyways, the reason we're sharing this with you is because when you know, hopefully history will help you understand where we came from and understand our past, but also know what matters, what doesn't.
That's right.
So we take some of these things and we move on. We don't live in the past. We don't just live in nostalgia. We learn from the past, but then we work towards the future.
That's right.
Right? We work towards the future to make this a better place, to make this world a better place for Christ.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, if you ask my theology, it's going to go downhill. The world is going to go bad.
Yeah.
But as long as we're in there, we are to shine the light. We are to season the culture.
That's right.
So that's what we're doing.
100%.
Right.
And then from there, we went on to the Bodleian Library, which is very old.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a special tour. I could not take pictures in certain places, but certain places I could take pictures. I mean, this is what it looked like.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Very old. The books are chained.
So.
Well, they used to be. They're not chained anymore. They're just behind glass. You just can't access them. But they were chained at one time.
Wow.
So you cannot take the books away.
You can't take them out. So you can't check books out of this library.
No, no. But I mean, you can, but they can be brought to you. You do the research, but it's because you have been given the access
got
and all
you,
that.
Got you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's what it looks like inside.
Unbelievable.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at the ceiling.
Are they all like theological books or is it like everything?
History, theology,
okay. Wow.
Geography.
A little bit of everything.
All
unbelievable.
Of that. You know, these are the study tables there.
Huh.
Can't go past that. I mean, they're you know, sensors there and all that. So it's pretty cool to see things like this. Then we also went inside what's known as the Radcliffe camera.
Mm-hmm.
Camera is like a room. That's where we get that word camera to take pictures.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is what it looks like on the outside.
Oh, wow.
On the inside, this is
the
ceiling.
It's a huge dome.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Huge,
dome.
Huge.
It's got murals.
This is what it looks like on the outside. So I'm sure you've seen pictures of this.
Oh,
before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You see the blue mesh thing?
Mm-hmm.
You can thank all the anti-Israel protests.
Really? That's why they have it up.
They destroy the grass over there.
Disgusting.
Oh.
So that's why it is now like that.
That's disgusting.
So anyways.
Can't even get a good picture now.
Yeah, you can't get great picture.
Gross.
The next day, so we came back home, ate at Five Guys, by the way.
Very nice.
Right in the heart of Oxford.
I would have never guessed that there would be a Five Guys in Europe.
Yeah,
I wouldn't imagine
English people liking
yeah.
it. But
oh, they love it.
They love it.
They love it.
Did it taste the same?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. Tastes the same ingredients, like the same. You want some seasoned fries? I was like, yeah, bro, sure. Thinking like something special. Well, no, there are
seasoned fries they have here.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's crazy. Imagine like going into a Five Guys and someone takes your order with a British accent.
Yeah.
No way.
And they do dump like tons of fries in there. So I was like, I wonder how they will be like really. Nope.
Not chintzy with the
fries. Like, wow. No, they were not.
Five Guys in England. I love it.
Now, did they call them fries or did they call them chips?
No, fries.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. There you go. Right. I love it. Proud of you guys.
Yeah. So it's not Five Guys burgers and chips. No.
Yeah.
Good.
The next day was a conference. And so this was my view most of the time. As you can see, that's Klaus Wachtel from INTF in Germany, Münster, who is speaking there. And, you know, quite interesting stuff is being talked about. And at the same time, guess where Nicole decides to go?
Highclere Castle, baby. Hashtag Lord Grantham himself.
Yep. This is we're Downton Abbey.
Love.
It's about an hour south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not something I thought I'd say as a red-blooded man on the radio, but I love Downton Abbey.
Me too. I really do. Like, Elizabeth started watching it, and I just got sucked into it. I was like, okay, whatever. But by episode three, I was invested.
It's good. It's pretty crazy.
I had my own Downton Abbey. That was at Yarnton.
Nice.
And that's me outside. Guess who took my picture? This lady who was bringing in some dishes or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's nobody here to take my picture. I said, ma'am, will you take my picture?
She did.
Like, okay. Oh. She set it down. Oh, she was nice, though. She was really nice. But she was like so scared to take my picture. I was like, I think you can do it.
Was she older? Or was she using the camera?
She was using my phone.
Oh, yeah, why is she scared?
I don't know. So we did that. Uh-huh. Had a great time. And then after the conference is over, I told Nicole, I said, C.S. Lewis's grave is not far from here. Mm-hmm. You want to go? She's like, yeah, let's do it. So I had the directions all laid out. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
There it is.
Wow.
It looks like his has more pomp and circumstance than Tolkien's did.
Even still, though, it's just.
I don't know.
It's just.
It's plain.
Tolkien's was decorated. His is just like a
I guess that's,
slab.
That's what I mean. It's like, look clean. It looks like kind of set apart from all the rest.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. Like Tolkien's, I felt like looked more like.
Like yeah,
that one right there. Right.
Yeah,
but like the nice white marble. Did you go to the church? Were you able to see like the Narnia window in the church? I got you.
I didn't get to go that one. Next day conference. After conference, you know, we decided to go back to Oxford this time to do some filming. And the place I wanted to go was this place for sure.
Ooh, what is that?
I don't know, it doesn't look like much, right? Just a bunch of rocks.
It looks if you're listening on the radio, it looks like an asphalt with a square cut out with some bricks. And some of them are in the shape of a cross in the center. Right.
That's where Hugh Latimer, Nicholas Ridley, and Thomas Cranmer were burnt at the stake.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or at least two of the three.
Yeah.
This is the place.
Incredible.
And so I wanted to go there. It took me a while to find it. I'm looking for it everywhere. I'm like, I know it's here somewhere. And people are just looking at us like.
Just out on the street. Just like
it's on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the middle. And now you cannot drive through here. As you can see, you know, these wooden plant holders are there.
Right.
But you can ride your bicycles through there.
Yeah.
So I'm looking. And Nicole's like, is this it? I'm like, yes. Most of the times, she was the one who would find it. I knew it was there.
Yeah, women have that gift. Like, just they can find the ketchup in there. They can find the site of an execution. I mean, they just can find stuff.
And then on the wall, directly behind, this is where it says, opposite this point near the cross in the middle of the broad street, Hugh Latimer, one-time Bishop of Worcester, Nicholas Ridley, Bishop of London, and Thomas Cranmer, Bishop of Canterbury, were burned for their faith in 1555 and 1556. Wow. Two at one time. And one much later on. Wow. Not much later, just a year later.
Gotcha. Yeah. Wow.
So that was a great, great discovery. I wanted to go there badly, but look at what Nicole is wearing.
I know. I was just thinking that too. Like,
Badlands in Europe.
She's wearing the Buffalo shirt.
Yeah, I don't know. Honey, you're going to wear those t-shirts? Like, yeah. Like,
it's like, we're in Europe. We're in England. Do you want to dress up a little bit?
No.
No, I'm good.
No.
Then we also went by these two pubs. I didn't go inside, but two. One was the Eagle and Child, all right? And the other one was the Lamb and Flag.
Nice.
I don't know why England has these two-word
two-name. This and this.
Yeah.
And it's
King
like
and Treaty.
Yeah. The cup and the cat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there is one there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one, but I'm sure
I just looked around like
the biscuit and the owl.
The hat and the bottle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure there's one there.
Like
they, two seemingly unrelated
just saying
things.
Nouns. That's yeah. all.
But the thing about these are the two pubs that they met at. They began meeting at the Eagle and Child, but then ended up meeting at the Lamb and Flag.
That who met at again?
The Inklings.
Oh, the Inklings. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. C.S. Nice. Lewis, Tolkien, Williams, wow. and others.
So they sat in there and
yeah.
traded. Well,
I wanted to go inside, but no time. So we left. And then we decided to go south this time to Dorchester Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, again, 20, 30 minutes south of Oxford, and went by this church. And again, this church is old, as you can imagine. Even saw this road sign. Look at that. Look at that road wow. sign.
Is this the wow. one? Is this the one that we did the bumper video for a yes. few weeks back? We'll yeah. link that in the episode, because that actually was some incredible footage you guys.
That is cool.
You guys brought back.
Yeah, that's the road
Love
sign.
That. That's incredible.
From years and years ago. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Wow.
So we walked around. Nicole saw a lot of cool stuff. But anyways, next morning I had to take Dr. Robinson okay. and his wife
okay.
to the train station. To go back to London to fly out. It was Saturday.
So you're in Oxford at this point?
I was still in Oxford.
Okay.
This is Friday. And so I asked him, I said, Dr. Robinson, because he kept giving me hints.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We're going to have to walk from Yarnton Manor.
Come on.
To the bus station. And then we have to stand there and wait for the bus station. So he said that to me one time. So I was like, I didn't catch it.
Uh-huh.
He said it again. Another day again. I was like, oh.
You're picking up on it now.
I'm
picking
it up.
Gotcha.
Okay. And I totally get it. I mean, the man is in his late 70s and his wife, you know,
yeah.
they got to drag these suitcases
mm-hmm.
on the bus
yeah.
and then get to this train station, drag them from there. And then they have to get to the train station in London and then from there get to the airports. So finally I'm like, oh, Dr. Robinson, do you want me to come get you in the morning? I mean, that would be great, but you have to come get us before 6.
Bro.
I was like, oh.
Okay, I guess I can.
I was like, oh, no problem, I can do it. That would be great. Okay, so I mean, then he started talking about something.
Something else. He's like, all right, mission acquired. I got it.
I don't want to discuss this anymore, or he'll change his mind.
He pulls out his phone, texts his wife, we're in the green.
And I mean, you know, yes, I would have slept another hour, but it's not right.
Sure.
You know, yeah. to for my professor and mentor right. to have to drag and his wife to drag all the stuff.
That's right.
So I went to pick him up.
Uh-huh.
All right. This is 6 o'clock in the morning. So I had to get up at like 5, get right. ready, go pick him up. 6 o'clock, he was ready to go, drove in, started driving towards London. Now I'm driving into Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we did one time, got ticket. So the next day we didn't do it. But this time we're driving into the main street.
Mm-hmm.
Main street, which I wouldn't drive on because it's crazy tourists.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Like
buses.
Walking back and forth and stuff?
Yeah, people are in the street.
Wow.
I mean, but in the morning at 6 o'clock, all right,
uh-huh.
it's absolutely empty.
Well, that was deserted.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
Look at that.
Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. Let me back up over here for a second. Down here. So in the morning, I'm driving. I'm wow. like, this is crazy.
Wow.
Yesterday, I was in these streets and I could not even cross the roads. And this morning,
just
Saturday
nobody
morning,
at all.
Nobody on the streets.
No problem.
Nobody on the streets. And I'm like, I'm
is
loving
this. Is this you on your way to go get him?
This is on the way back.
On the way back.
Yeah.
Wow.
He would have had a heart attack if I was filming. And so I'm driving through the streets
yeah,
of Oxford.
Nobody at all.
Wow. Yeah. It's
this is
it's
this
cleared
is
out. Wow.
I love it.
Nobody there, but give about another hour.
It's gonna be
2 hours swarming
people
with people.
Out there. Wow. Incredible.
And then we headed to London after that. You know, I went back home. Then Nicole and I drove to London
mm-hmm.
and got parked, you know, turned the car in. And then we took a Uber
mm-hmm.
into our hotel.
Nice.
And from our hotel, we went to 3 places. First, we went to Samuel Johnson's home. Samuel Johnson was a literary critic. He is the progenitor of the Oxford English Dictionary.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Brilliant man. One of my heroes. I love Samuel Johnson. Went to his home.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we went to Westminster Abbey.
Nice.
Loved it. So much to see there.
Yeah.
After that, we went to the British Parliament. I worked on this whole trip 4 months ahead of time. Was able to see the Lord of the House of Lords and the House of Commons.
Nice.
And it's pretty interesting.
Wow.
There's even a place, like when you walk in between those House of Lords, House of Commons, it's called the lobby. This is where people can come and put their grievances or their requests or whatever, and it goes to their representative. And the representative either has to come and talk to them, or he can send word or message to them like, hey, I heard what you're saying and I'll see what I can do, or this is why it cannot be done. Anyways, it's the lobby. That's where we get the word.
Lobbying? I was just about to ask, is that where lobbying
comes
from?
That's where lobbying comes from. I was like, this is amazing. And I'm standing in the place. And so we saw the British Parliament. Amazing. Talk about that. Amazing. That's where the Big Ben is attached to it. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. Oh, wow. Yeah, let's do it. I would love it.
So cool. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Every gift that you give goes not only to building up this radio show, but countless other ministries for the gospel of Christ. Great, more great content coming your way this week. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.